spoonful of resin helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. The next time somebody makes a ridiculous statement that bugs are just biological robots, drop this tidbit on them. Honeybees, which have long been known to possess a distinct language and advanced trigonometric navigational skills, have recently been discovered to be pharmacologists as well. It's true. Research from North Carolina State University shows that the honeybee can self-medicate when their colony is infected with a harmful fungus by bringing an increasing amounts of antifungal plant resins to ward off the pathogen. Hey, everybody, this is E. Emmett Brady, host of the Insect News Network, and today's show is all about the bees. This is the first of two segments about the history and mystery of those magnificent little ladies, the honeybees. No other insect in the world, and few animals, period, have co-evolved more with the human society than the honeybee. They are the pinnacle of invertebrate evolution, and we humans are supposed to be the pinnacle of the vertebrates. The parallels and connections between human beings and honeybees are extraordinary. Here's what I mean. One of the top Hexapod headlines on today's show explores how some bees are thrill seekers just like some people. These bees are referred to as nest scouts, and they're more than three times as likely than their peers to take on the dangerous duties of foraging for nectar and pollen outside the hive. The researchers even state that there's a gold standard for personality research, and that is, if the same tendency occurs in different contexts, then it can be called a personality trait. And remember, we're talking about bees here, little bugs with brains the size of a pinhead. And not only do certain bees exhibit signs of novelty seeking, but dig this, their willingness or eagerness to, quote, go the extra mile can be vital to the life of the hive. Also, our in-studio guest is my friend Robin Harland, owner of Henry's Bullfrog Bees here in Woodland, California. She shares some of her insights about what it means to raise bees and to treat them like pets of the family. To catch all the buzz on the bees and this amazing world of cultural entomology, visit theinsectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 11. That's pound 11 to learn about the history and mystery of honeybees. Imagine that, only on the Insect News Network.